Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Washington, D.C., United States Senator Dean Heller for the whole show with all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program United States Senator Dean Heller.
Welcome to Washington.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be on a show that people watch, political show people watch.
Let me ask you about this, sir. Moving along.
Yes.
The whole Planned Parenthood deal. Do you think that there's really going to be a big battle over the defunding of this? And what is leadership saying to you? Is this where the fight's going to be?
Well, what leadership is saying is that they don't want to close down the government. And unfortunately, we have some that are running for political office, namely the President of the United States, that believe that if they can close down the government, they'll be elected President of the United States. And hopefully it doesn't come to that. I'm not one that thinks that closing down the government is a good thing to have happen. And all they're looking for is an argument. And today, Planned Parenthood is that argument. I think we should bring, which we did back in July, a vote on Planned Parenthood, let it go up or down, and let the votes be cast. But to think that we're going to shut down this government over Planned Parenthood, I think, is a fool's choice.
Do you think that it's just going to end up with a continuing resolution?
At the end of the month? Mm-hmm. I do. Maybe short term through November, December, and then we'll come back and take a look at it before the Christmas break is where they usually do that to try to get things done when people want to get home to be with their families. But I do anticipate that will be the case, which is a shame. I don't usually vote for continuing resolutions. I think Senate should do their job. As you know, I've sponsored legislation that says no budget, no pay. I think it has had impact. We passed the first budget in 6 years here in Washington, D.C., with Republicans in control. But I'd certainly like us to see us finish our job. That is to get all the appropriation bills through and to, by the end of, by October 1st, have a budget.
But that's not really likely, though, obviously.
Well, it's probably not realistic as we sit here and have this conversation.
Because you've only got 12 days.
Yeah, three weeks before the end. But it still is responsible. And I think one of the reasons we have economic chaos in this country is because we are in fiscal chaos here in Washington, D.C. If we can meld and fix that, I believe that we can get to a place where we have economic growth and jobs created. In this country, because there's some stability coming out of Washington, D.C.
Are you in favor of lifting the caps on either side? I mean, Republicans would like to see the caps lifted for military spending. Democrats would like to see it lifted for domestic spending. Where do you come down on this?
Well, my problem is our deficits. We're $18 trillion in debt. How much further do we have to go? We passed a balanced budget for the first time this year. That window is 10 years. That budget was passed for the next 10 years, meaning that at the end of that budget window, if no changes occur, we'll be $25 trillion in debt before we actually get to a balanced budget. Sam, we can't continue down this road. We can't continue to do this to our children and grandchildren. That being the case, it would be very, very difficult for me to vote to lift those caps.
And it's interesting, in the past we've talked about the potential of inflation being the way that
correct,
the debt
correct.
Gets lowered. But we have no inflation.
Right, right. In the past, that's what government has relied on, and that is to inflate away some of the debt that we have. But we're not seeing that today, as you just mentioned. So it's going to make it very, very difficult for us to get to a balanced budget anytime soon.
Where do you see interest rates going? I mean, with everything that's gone on with China, even though it's not really affecting us in any dramatic way, at least according to the Wall Street Journal this morning, but do you see interest rates being lifted at all this year?
Obviously, they were talking about raising them this month. But if you look, Sam, at the bouncing around of the stock market recently, I think this instability in the stock market, I think, will Treasury Secretary, I think, is going to have a very, very difficult time. I think the Federal Reserve will push back on any interest rate hikes for the short term. The market has taken a big hit. And if you look at it, that's what quantitative easing is all about, is to try to keep the stabilize the stock market. We just finished QE3. With the ending of QE3, all of a sudden, we see the instability of the stock market again. I certainly hope they don't institute quantitative easing 4. They may be thinking about that at this point. But as quantitative easing ends, the stock market drops. So there's too much instability right now in the stock market, and for that reason, I don't believe, but we'll see an interest rate increase this year.
Although, you know, just to play devil's advocate, there are some schools of thought that say that if you see even the smallest interest rate hike, that that will give confidence to the market after the initial reaction,
right.
That the Fed feels confident enough in the economy to actually raise rates, and certainly senior citizens and others with investments
right.
would be happy to see a bigger return.
No one's being hurt more than senior citizens across this country and in the state of Nevada that with rates this low. In fact, that has been the big hit, which people don't talk about, and that's the investment income that our seniors have had to deal with for the last 5 or 6 years. But I'm not in the heads of the feds right now and what they're thinking at this point. But I'll go back to my original thought. I think the instability of the stock market is what's going to drive interest rate hikes at this point, and to see markets increase and decrease by 500 points a day, that's way too much instability right now to see the kind of rate increase.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dean Heller when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely moved over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Dean Heller. The Iran deal.
Yeah.
You've already come out and said you're going to be voting against it. How much pressure did you come under from AIPAC, and how did that affect your decision?
Well, I have a meeting with AIPAC this afternoon, but I'm always interested in what the Jewish community has to say on a deal like this. Listening to what they have to say is very important to me. AIPAC obviously is opposed to it. With the thousands of phone calls that I get into my office, 9 out of 10 is opposed to it in the state of Nevada. If you want to make it less harsh, let's say 2-1, Nevadans are opposed to this particular piece of legislation. That's what has influence on me, is where my constituents are on an issue like this. I'll tell you right now, Sam, this is probably the most important issue that I've faced in the 8.5 years I've been here in Washington, D.C. Nothing more important than the safety and security of this country, and for that matter, our friend Israel. And for that reason, I'll be opposing the agreement.
Okay. Ty Cobb, who is certainly not a liberal.
Right. Someone I have great respect for.
And he worked for President Reagan in National Security Affairs, says that the deal that's on the table may not be perfect, but it's the only deal. There is no better deal. There is no other deal. And that this is something that we should support. If we don't go along with this, which is unlikely now because the president has the votes he needs, then every other country that has been a part of the group that's been negotiating, we've not been on our own with this. It's Russia, China, the Europeans, on and on and on. They would all be trading with Iran. They would all be getting the benefits of trading with this country.
Right.
And there would be no pressure on Iran whatsoever because all the sanctions would fall away.
Well, first of all, I tend to disagree with Mr. Cobb on this issue. First of all, he hasn't read the agreement. Nobody's read the agreement. There's so many side deals on this, and I'm fascinated watching Obamacare pass with nobody reading it. Now we're going to have the Iran deal, and nobody's going to have read it, at least completely, and they're voting for it anyway. What is it with liberals that they don't have to read legislation before they vote for it? They didn't read Obamacare, and they haven't read this deal. And you and I both know there are side deals that we do not have access to. Why would anybody vote for this? Vote for this without reading it first?
Well, I think Secretary Moniz has been quite clear in what the broad framework of this agreement is.
So why doesn't he show us the whole deal? Why doesn't he show us the whole deal before we vote on it? I think that's a pertinent question. I think it's a question you can agree on. Everybody ought to know exactly what's in this deal before we vote on it.
I don't get to have a voice in this, but you do. But I have to say, this is an area where, you know, Congress has to make the decision, and even, you know, the public elects our congressional representatives to represent them. So, you know, how much bearing does that have? Because the people that are calling your office, their knowledge of the intricacies of international diplomacy are fairly limited, and a lot of the information they're getting is coming from the media that they watch, whether it be Fox News or MSNBC, NBC, whoever. So how much bearing does that have on a decision like this, which, as you say, is so important?
Well, it is. Yeah, it is an important decision. I can't think of anything more important while I'm serving here in Washington, D.C., and that's the safety and security of this country.
I always like to jump in with you.
You can.
Do you think for one second that Iran would be able to threaten the United States when Israel is sitting there with literally hundreds of nuclear weapons? I mean, the first line of defense would be Israel. Do you think that they would let anything happen that would be a threat to them, let alone to us?
Well, let me ask you this question first, and I think this is first and foremost. We're going to give them $150 billion. What do you think President Rouhani is going to do with $150 billion?
perhaps repair his economy.
Do you think that's what he's going to do, build schools and hospitals?
Well, we'll have to. I'm sure that.
Or is he going to spend maybe spend $25 billion? What's he going to do with the other $100 billion?
I think that you're absolutely right that Iran will continue to cause problems around the world, and we will.
I mean,
need
what
to
did
resolve.
Rouhani say during the discussions? He says death to America, death to Israel. Is that someone that you want to negotiate with? Someone in the middle of negotiation is saying death to Israel? I have no doubt that Israel will defend itself, but this could be the beginning of World War III.
You don't really believe that.
Well, I'm just telling you the opportunity is now there that if you're going to give them the economic freedom and the ability to go after, you know, to go after Israel, go after the Arab countries, think of the mess that this is going to be in the Middle East. If I was an Arab today in the Middle East, I'd be afraid to death.
Do you not think that the potential from this agreement is to not allow Saudi Arabia or Egypt or other countries in the Middle East to move forward with trying to be nuclear powers themselves?
Well, I mean, the White House set some lines in the sand. And that says that they would not have nuclear weapons. That was the beginning of this negotiation. They also said that we'd have the ability to, at any time, any place, come in and investigate what their activities are. Both of those red lines have been washed away. They will have the ability for nuclear weapons. They will have, and we will not have the ability to come and inspect any time and any place. This is not a good deal. I'll tell you right now, Sam, we sent our JV team in there to negotiate this deal, and we have a bad deal. This is a bad deal for Israel. It's a bad deal for the Middle East. It's a bad deal for America. And this thing's going to play itself out in the next 5 to 10 years, and we're going to come back and we're going to sit down and have another interview because you're going to still be in business, and so will I. And we'll talk about this particular deal and what it meant to the safety and security of this country in Israel and the Middle East.
And fair enough. Yeah. I will look forward to that discussion in 10 years. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center, under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Finding our purpose and our worth is a lifelong pursuit. And for many of us, our profession is part of who we are, where we're going, or who we become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like health information management.
Contact CCNN today at 775-583-4696 or visit learnccnn.com.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all your devices, with no data caps and a free modem for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. Then add unlimited nationwide calling with no added taxes or fees. Just $29.99 a month. Because nothing illuminates your home like the Spectrum Triple Play. Switch to Spectrum now for free HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999 today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Dean Heller.
Always good to be on your show, Sam.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
So I'm interviewing Senator Reid yesterday, and we're talking about Obamacare and potential changes to Obamacare, because for certainly people like myself, I'm paying a large amount of money for my insurance, and I have an $11,000 deductible.
Which so you're on Obamacare?
No, because I can't be on the exchange.
Okay.
I make a little bit
too much money.
Yes. And so not only am I paying a high premium, not only will I get a 10% increase in premium, but also I have an $11,000 deductible. I talked to Senator Reid about what the potential was, you know, to make changes to Obamacare now that it's been around for a couple of years. He said right now the Republicans are throwing a tantrum over Obamacare, and until the Republicans stop throwing a tantrum, we can't sit down and talk. We can't.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I think the number of times you voted to get rid of it.
What we want is what's best for the American people. And since Obamacare's passed, he just said it, premiums have gone up, and so have deductibles. So this was a great deal for insurance companies. Obamacare is the perfect deal for, and you can see the chaos that's going on in the state of Nevada. We just lost our exchange, at least those that were hosting our exchange. We're going to be down to three insurance companies. That's how it's going to work. We're going to have three insurance companies in this country that manage health care. And they're going to get all of their cues from the White House. And that's the way that this thing was set up. And if you're unhappy with your insurance company, you know, wait 6 months, a year from now, and you're going to have a new insurance company because they're all going to be bought out. And we're going to end up with three major insurance companies in this country, which means no competition. If you have no competition, you're going to have higher rates and you're going to have larger deductibles. This was an absolute game changer. For insurance companies, and they've got as good a deal as you could possibly have. That's why they didn't come out in opposition to Obamacare during the discussions, and frankly, nobody read it, just like the Iran deal. Nobody's going to read that.
You read
that.
The executive summary.
but none of the side agreements. But needless to say, this was played right in the hands of the insurance companies.
Okay, but let me ask you this, though, and your points are all well made, but is it not time for Republicans and Democrats, like the Gang of 14 did on other issues, to sit down and start working out changes to make this more effective for people like myself and others who are affected?
Of course it is. Sam, of course it is. It is time for Republicans and Democrats to sit down, put together a program, and there's a lot of ideas out there. Everybody says, well, what's your idea? There are a lot of ideas out there that are being ignored by this White House and by the other side of the aisle.
Give me your top one.
Let's go after the Cadillac tax. Let's go after the Cadillac tax for those insurance or those insurance programs that, frankly, is funding Obamacare at this point. If you're a union member, public employee, they're going after and taxing your insurance program because it's too good. What the goal of this is to make sure that everybody has the same bad insurance. That's the purpose of Obamacare, and that was the purpose of the Cadillac tax, is to make sure that everybody had the same bad health care. And that has to be stopped. Has to be stopped. If you're middle class today and you have a good insurance program that you're happy with, watch out. This administration's after it. That has to stop. I think, and so that's my priority. And you're going to see that next week when I come out with a repeal of the Cadillac tax on insurance programs that people actually like. If you're middle class and you like your health care, this administration is going to tax it until it goes away.
Do you have support for this?
Well, there's over 120 plus Democrats on the House that have signed on to the bill on the House side. So I'm hoping at some point we'll get some Democrats to support on our side. Obviously, all the Republicans support eliminating the Cadillac tax on insurance programs that are out there. But we don't have a Democrat today. But I will tell you, there's 120 on the House side. Right now, they're kind of being the White House is pressuring them to stay off this piece of legislation. Of course they are. Of course they are. White House will do anything that they can to keep Obamacare. At the end of the day, if there was a vote today, I bet you we'd get a dozen Democrats to support it.
And the Wall Street Journal this morning had an article on just this topic and talking about how companies are actually getting rid of these plans.
Getting rid of their plans.
Because it's affecting
so many.
So
if you're a
manufacturer,
working for a manufacturing company, if you're a public employee or you're a member of a union, they're getting rid of their plans because of this Cadillac tax, and that shouldn't be the case.
Let's talk about net metering and the battle that's going on between the solar power industry and NV Energy. Again, to bring up Senator Reid, he said that they're working on a 100-year-old plan that goes back to Westinghouse as far as the power companies go, and they need to get into the modern world. What's your thought on this?
Well, I like it when Senator Reid and I are on the same page on some of these issues. I'm a big advocate, and obviously a state like Nevada, you better be an advocate for alternative energy, whether that's solar, wind, or geothermal, for that matter. Very, very important to the state of Nevada and the real opportunities for job growth and, frankly, a better use of energy and for renewables. So we don't disagree on this particular topic. We want to see more expansion of renewable energies in the state of Nevada, and unfortunately, NV Energy has taken a different approach on this. I was disappointed what came out of the legislature, out of the assembly and the state senate over there, but I'm hoping at the end of the day we can come to some kind of an agreement.
What do you hope for? Because you know the power company's plan is, or it was at least, the net metering would drop from about 11.5 cents to about 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour for people who are generating back to the grid.
Right, right.
Do you like that, or do you think it should be where it currently stands?
No, I don't have a specific position on this, Sam, right now. But all I do want to know, what I want to see is the opportunity and availability of more solar rooftops. In the state of Nevada than currently Nevada Energy is willing to allow.
We've got about 15 seconds here. The problem for power companies all across the West is that they say they have to pay for their infrastructure, that the grid is still needed.
I understand that.
Who pays for that?
I understand that. You can see that everybody wants to get out of NV Energy. There are deals, and they're telling people that if you want out, like the major casinos down in Las Vegas, they want out of NV Energy. It is not a good deal for them right now, and regardless of what their infrastructure cost was or is, there are some tremendous issues that need to be ironed out, and right now we're in the process of doing that.
Thank you so much for being here. We always appreciate it, sir. We'll be right back after this time.
If you want your kids to ace spelling tests, become star mathletes, and own the kickball field, then their best medicine might just be in their lunchbox. Renown Health has ideas for healthy foods to pack in their lunches at bestmedicinenews.org.
A lot of people say that personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, guess what? It is about the money. It's about the compensation needed by the clients to get their lives back together.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Welcome to Carrington College here in beautiful Reno, Nevada, home of the biggest little city in the world. Let's see what big things are happening here at our campus.
With our medical assisting program, students learn front office procedures as well as back office procedures, like EKGs, injections, and how to do vitals.
Our registered nursing program allows our students to learn a variety of skills, from taking vitals, explaining treatment procedures, prepping patients, helping with patient follow-up, and so much more.
In our simulation lab, students get to practice real-life scenarios and then discuss them in our debriefing rooms. Thank you very much for visiting the Carrington College here in Reno, Nevada, taking a tour of our classrooms and labs. I hope you grab one of your friends and come and see us soon.
Come see for yourself how in as few as 10 months you can begin a new career in healthcare. Take the first step and visit our campus. To book your personal tour, visit tourcarrington.com today. Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
You have to see it to believe it. It's Floor & Decor. No one has a larger in-stock selection of quality tile, wood, and stone flooring. Plus, you get the lowest prices. Top quality floors, rock bottom prices. To find a store near you, visit flooranddecor.com.
If you're facing a morning full of meetings or a first period math test, a healthy breakfast packed with fiber and protein might just be your best medicine. Renown Health has healthy and quick breakfast ideas at bestmedicinenews.org.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
On our next broadcast, Congresswoman Dina Titus from Washington, D.C. We'll see you then.